Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, right before your eyes, to no surprise, it's the man upon two pieces of steel. It's the Kid Capri, doing this one for Mary J. Blige on the 15th. So we're going to take it uptown with the remix, and y'all get down with me one time, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
gonna do it the right way. I waited for you. I asked you a question. I wish we were destined with your reply. It's been hard. Have you ever seen yourself in the mirror? See, I've been holding back. I've been wanting that sweet holy heart.
Thank you. Good evening. Good evening, one and all. Welcome to Epiphany Radio Universe, a For Real Entertainment Network, what we refer to as the starship, where we boldly go where poems have never gone before. And tonight, here on FlySpeak, FlySpeak is the hidden radio show podcast dedicated to bringing you the best in the unheard, sometimes unknown, but most certainly the best poets, MCs, performers, and they will have their voice heard here first. And so what I've done tonight is I've gotten one of the most undisputed lyricists, poets, world traveling, in the form of the man we call Deep Thoughts. So just to give you a little background on him, Deep Thoughts is a lyricist, a spoken word artist, a healthcare professional, a lyrical connoisseur, an aspiring author, a two-time Slovenian Poetry Central Slam champion, the Purple Poetry Slam finalist, an Improv Poetry 204 Prom Slam finalist, a member of the Deadly Pens, and an actor. He is from Madison, Wisconsin, by way of Chicago, Illinois, and has been featured on platforms virtually, live in several states across the U.S., all right? So if you need to find this man on IG, make sure you look up his name, Deep Thoughts, DeepThoughtBthe, lyricist, LYRICIST. All right, that's how you get him on Clubhouse, Deep Thoughts, the lyricist. And you can check out his email, which is wordsmcgee@gmail.com. All right. So tonight we're going to hit this incredible artist. And, of course, we're going to do FlySpeak open mics so that we can open the mics and do everything else. Now, the ground rules are simple, right? While any poets are reading or performing, you know, you're allowed to keep your mic open, but no background noises. Make sure that if you have some noise, you mute yourself. Or I'll have to do it for you, and I might put you in the, you know, we have a group over here called the Green Room. I might have to put you in the green room until you're prepared and ready. Please respect the poet's time and artistry, and we will get along just fine. It's lovely over here. Now, while we're getting ready to go, I'm your host. My name is Mojave, also known as Hal Rux. Over here, they call me a bunch of things, but more importantly, they call me Iron Man and a few other things. But let's go get our feature. Deep Thoughts, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Deep Thoughts, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes. Can you hear me?
All right, let me just make sure. I hear you perfectly. You sound perfect.
Okay. Good.
I'm just going to take this standard, we call this the honey instrumental. I use it all the time. But I'm going
what
to...
What was the song before that one?
I believe that was Under the Moon by Alex Isley.
Under the Moon, that's what it is. Okay, cool.
Do you need music, man? Man, if you need music, man, holla at the kid.
I need that song specifically.
Man, listen, I got you. We do music over here on Epiphany. That's what we do. I'm going to open up the mics because we treat it like an open mic environment. I'm going to go to... Songbird, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
What's up, La Perla Negro? That's me, my favorite Philly John.
Hey.
I'm going to go to Lisa Lips.
Hey, babies, what's up?
Hey, wifey.
What's up, Diva?
I know y'all grieve each other. I'm going to open up Brother O's mic by way of Chicago.
Oh, good, my
brother.
How
O,
you doing,
there?
Brother? Yes, I'm
What's
here.
Happening?
How
What's
you
happening?
Doing?
How you good? Of course, our deep thoughts is not, Not be surprised, of course. Our favorite accidental poet is here.
Oh,
hey, fam. Hi, Deep Thought. No
hey,
end.
Hey, love.
All right. We got of course, Prince Drippy. Prince Drippy! The Royal Grand City in the building. We're going to area code 336. Who master speaking? Area code 336. Hello? Area code 336.
I was tequila.
You said what?
Tequila. How are you?
Tequila? Okay. How are you, Tequila?
Yes.
Oh, Tequila.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Hey.
Yes.
Hey. Welcome to the show. It's a party. I know rocking our event page currently on Facebook is the venerable Tea LaSalle, who's rocked out and put everything all together. So I will not open her mic, but she will be quoting and stating and putting things on here. Let's give a round of applause to Tea LaSalle. Thank you for rocking with us. And of course, the station manager, the poetic one, Mr. You better tell me you're taking a vacation before you cancel your show. Okay.
What's up, man?
What? Come on, they got my boo thing. Hey, poetic.
Yeah, I hop in here.
Don't get quiet now.
All right. All right. So. Hold on. Now let's get back to the topic because we got our feature here. All right. So you know we always do this round of questions before we get started on asking you questions, Deep Thought. So I'm gonna start out with something real basic. How long have you been reading poetry?
You said reading.
Yeah, reading and performing.
Oh. Wow. I think I performed my first poem my senior year in high school. So that would have been 16 years ago.
Mm.
And okay. So about 16 years. And then, yeah. Well, actually, I was performing a little bit before that in theater. So I was more into theater than I was into poetry. That was just kind of the start. But I was I segued more into acting, and I didn't write much during that period. It's been about 16, but it's been real on and off.
So if you had to choose between poetry and acting, because, you know, I like to start things early, what would you choose?
At this point, poetry, because with spoken word being performance-based poetry, I get the best of both worlds. I still get to perform. I still get to recite things. The exception is it's my own words and not, you know, someone else's who already has had their run at things, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what was your favorite spot to perform at? Like what was the time that you were performing, you were like, this is what I need, this is everything else. When was that date? When was that time? Where was the place?
So that's a two-part question for me. So the very, very first time was after high school, after I had stopped, you know, doing acting, I got a call from one of my cousins, and he was like, hey, you know, there's this poetry slam going down, this competition, you know, this is where it's going to be at, like, you should go to it. And I'm like, you know, cool. You know, I don't have my poems memorized. And he's like, that don't matter. Just go ahead. And I'm like, bet. And, you know, and it had a cash prize for the first place. And when I got there, I saw, in my opinion, was the best poet in my high school, you know, there. So I was like, wow, you know, I always wanted to be, you know, in a competition with her back in high school. It's just that the competition's always conflicted with my play date. So, you know, I got to do the play over the, you know, poetry, which was more recreation. And so it was a two-round competition, and I got a perfect score in the first round. I was the only person to get a perfect score, so I'm like, damn, this is going well. So we're going to the second round. I do that poem, another perfect. And so I ended up winning that competition, and then I was like, maybe I should take this seriously, like, and actually put some effort into this. And I did for a while, and life got a little too heavy for me. And so as a result, I kind of stopped writing. You know, I was trying to find other ways to get that stuff out. Like, I was off social media. I was spending, like, a lot of time out in nature. And I guess, strangely enough, the thing that really brought me back was being on Clubhouse. You know, I grew to really love some of the people in that community. And it was very, very welcoming when I first came there. And I was spitting poems that were like 9, 10 years old. But, I mean, if y'all didn't know it, then I ain't going to tell you. So, but I was getting good reception. So I'm like, like, I have the opportunity to expand upon this, because this is where I was. So much has happened. I'm smarter. I know more. Like, I could kill this stuff now. I was like, okay, so let's get back to it, see what we can do. And so, you know, that those were kind of my starts, my big start where I really felt it, and then my restart where it's like, you know what, this is really a gift, and we shouldn't be taking this for granted anymore.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, so, I'm going to ask you the Mount Everest question, but it's more of like a top five question. Who are your top five favorite poets, alive or dead?
Okay.
Man, top five?
Top five.
I can't lie. Like, I'm not going to pick a lot of big-time people. But one person...
It's your top five. It's not for anybody. You said who?
I know. I got Black Chakra, who I think is just mm-hmm. incredible at the way he kind of meshes his poetry with, like, battle rap. And I think it's just incredible. Rita, definitely one of my top poets, especially because I feel like she ain't nowhere near even half her potential and still killing shit. I would say Tariq. I think his level of intelligence and his ability to have so much conviction, you know, with what he does, it's mm-hmm. just, it's really a treat to listen to him do poetry. What's that, three people? How many I get? Five? You said five?
Five.
I'm going to throw Obi West on there, too. I like how big
right.
he is, and he pays a lot of attention to how he crafts his lines and connects them. His transitions are extremely fluid. It's yeah, I had to put him on there. And then, all
right.
And the fifth person, I love Jamie Dawson. I think she is like just an incredible poet. And when she recites her poetry, it just feels like, it feels, I ain't gonna even say a movie, because sometimes movies can be shitty. It was like a movie trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Where like everything in it is exciting and suspenseful at the same time, and you just drawn in wanting more by the end of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, that would be my people. Good mix.
Wow, that's a great mix. All right, so we're ready to get started. Are you ready for your first piece?
Yeah.
All right. That's so fine. I'm going to mute this music. I'm going to mute myself, and the mic is yours.
Okay. So this first poem is called River Current. Currently, we find ourselves drifting on currents, trying to exist in the confines of waves. Waves, hello. Waves, goodbye, but more importantly, waves of recognition. Repetition, these fixtures portray mystery, trying to reflect dignification. That's the mission. We crave for ascension. Just the slightest of air bubbles so we can stay down here a little longer to explore. What if drowning is something positive? Because it brings you to a state of mind where focus is attained, changed by the things taking place inside of you, moving like atomic particles. You can sense it everywhere, but invisible like ideas. This river is mystic, but also is representative of the way things flow downhill into something greater, where motion is still like photographs. I'm tied to this ascension that everything I think goes deep. Can you feel it? Is your soul affected? Soul music is the tune your soul sings in perfect key, like mating songs. Find me a river raft to hold on to for at least the guidance and imagery is augmented reality, demented sentimentality. These fallacies rain on my head, raindrop pretty. Thunderstorm beautiful because weather shifts the attitude and mood of everything. So come with me and follow closely your hands in my hand, and our hands in my pocket. It's the stepping stone to love, the stepping stones to help us walk across the water, but let's descend. Clench sand and stones between our toes, and the feeling is soft like our feet and bed sheets. It's intimate portraits taken with the tension nipping at our ankles like curious fish. Curl me around your fingers like rings, and let me lay kisses to your cheeks, flush like blush makeup. If our energies are at the same level and we vibe, do we just recharge one another? And once full, our fires increase to make us magma to the touch, radiating and boiling the chemicals of the river to make it cosmic like Milky Ways, galactic-driven, star-driven. It's two worlds colliding to make supernovas. They splash against the rocks, breaking them into portions, pebbles, and they trickle into the water slowly. It resembles the way Mother Nature cries for things of true beauty. I look to the sky, and even looking past the surface, I can see and feel when the sun shines on your shadows, releasing you from the hold on your vulnerabilities. The iniquities held our past hostage as reminders that we are to come from seeds to bloom. Underwater flowers, corals, swoons, tempted soon, but everlasting has to begin somewhere. intricacies of your immortal quintessence vanish into the tenderness of your soft skin. Let me hold you, precious, like midnight thoughts circulating like planets orbiting so the parallels between water and outer space can be brought full circle. When the sun shines on your shadows, we see the detail of how incomparable to anything in this world you truly are, different, like the way we take different walks that lead us to many paths, some dark like shadows, some light like sunshine, but these parables take the form of late night phone call conversations. So speak to me non-verbally in your love languages so I can pair them with my senses and we can indulge in each other's sweet like cake until shadows lay spry against water and it rises to touch sunshine. And in this combination of things, love, I'll see you in your purest form.
That was real nice.
We just coming.
That was beautiful.
We just coming out the gate. Can we get some live time responses on that, please? And thank you.
Yes, yes. I love that part. You're talking about speak to me nonverbal in your love language. Yo, that's hot. That's real hot. I mean, the whole piece was beautiful, but that line right there is what got me. I loved it.
Thank you.
More flowers. More flowers. More flowers. Anyone else?
My piece is just the intricacies of your storytelling that you use almost every poetic device in every piece. You just roll through them. And it's not overworked. It doesn't seem like you're trying too hard because it just flows. And then you got to think back and be like, oh, dang, the like double entendres or the wordplay or the like metaphor there, I would have never thought of that. So I love the way you do that. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? One more time. Okay. One more again. Anyone else before we push on and move to the next piece that this man has to offer? Because he just came in here. You know, slapping drinks out of people's hands and stuff like that. But that's to be expected. That's kind of what he does all the time. He's always smacking drinks out of people's hands. He can't help it, you know. Yeah, there's more. There's definitely more. Oh, matter of fact,
I thought that was the end of the speech. I was like, damn, that's bad.
Nah, that's not it. Hold on. Matter of fact, we just have somebody came in. Area code 202, who master speaking?
202, me.
Can you hear me? Who's me? Yeah, I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my apologies. My apologies. This is Secret Emotions. Hello, everyone.
Oh, hey, Secret Emotions. Oh, boy, it's a party. It's a party. I don't know, man.
Welcome back.
People
just running up in the joint. All right.
That was a dope piece that he just did. I really enjoyed that. Can't wait to hear more.
Thank you. Oh, no, he about to load up again. Good sir, Deep Thought, sir. Are you ready for your second piece, sir?
Yes. So I'm going to do, I should have did these to begin with, but. These are a part of a series of mine that I'm putting together and eventually going to put into a book after this first book I'm getting out. But these poems are connected. So the first one is called Persephone's Parable, and then I introduce the third one after this one. Okay, here we go.
Okay. The mic is yours.
Persephone is the personification and embodiment of nature itself. Sashaying into the days, spreading across the months, it's not irony that the world turns to hell when she leaves. When she breathes, she leaves cold winds wandering, flower petals floundering and sprinkled in her hair like glitter. She had a beautiful life until, well, the usual of a man inserting himself into her everyday life. No mystery why summer heat follows spring between weaves around in perfect stenching. Dress her to be the anomaly of what hell should look like. Her darkness is beautiful, but he fed Persephone her own funeral, and it birthed her parable. She birthed a carousel of nightmares, because even if she was pure, there would be toxicity filling her ovaries, but the look in her eyes, or lack thereof, gripped like bear hugs. Medusa was envious because Persephone's stare could reshape mountains to stones. In love with you, Hades, is there another god that is more of a literal resemblance of man? He saw what he wanted, and he took it. Without having hell to pay, he forced her to make him her world. Imagine your world being the epitome of hell, your world being the darkest thing in your life despite your surroundings. And she had to love him, not knowing that her destiny was underworld, and you could never make it out. So Persephone paints her death to the music of Eurydice, singing the praises of Orpheus as he drops her into Persephone's lap. But Eurydice is terrified because in Mother Nature's lap lay the breached head of the devil's son. It was a masterpiece to see outside of your insight, in spite of what she believed herself to be beautiful like flower petals in between death and life, be invisible so you don't increase the heat around you by pissing a man off. Persephone, be careful, please. Your lungs are under siege. If you sing, the musical notes will bleed. Do you believe that your soul used to hell? You feel like you belong there. By the blessing of Zeus struck down upon her breast to separate her nature from her nurture. Birds chirp and Snow White turns green with envy because she can't hold a candle to Greek mythology. Persephone, move cautiously. Persephone, move actually. Persephone, move. Don't stay there. He's killing you. You'll die if you stay. You'll die. He won't even care. In his eyes, there's no other you, and he won't replace you because you're invaluable, but you'll watch him as he drowns in the river of Styx, as he chooses to be with somebody else as if you didn't exist. And Juliet and Eurydice and Cleopatra will link hands with one another and reach out to you. Touching their hands will feel like your own because they died by suffocation of their love for a man.
Damn. All right.
Well, goddamn, Deepa. ladies, tell me how you feel about that.
I want to beat his ass just a little bit. You gotta do me like this.
I know that voice.
I just wanted to know why you did them like that. Why would you? Why are you doing people like this? Why are you doing people?
Man, look. If y'all can't handle that poem, this next one.
Handle it. He's not giving it to us.
No, that's one of my favorites, because your ability to perceive from the female, like, perception of events and then recall it is very surprising from a male poet. And it feels like you're like channeling a past life. I fucking love that shit.
I don't think it's anything more flattering than for a man to do a piece from a woman's perspective. I love to hear that kind of
and do it right statement. And do it right.
So. Yeah, exactly. Right. And it's, mm-hmm. you put passion mm-hmm. in it, and your words, your energy is intentional. I love it. I do. I love it. Thank you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, we got to get the other piece to this. So listen. Mm-hmm. Deep thoughts. We're gonna let you rock this last piece, and then we're gonna go into the open mic. Don't forget, if you're on the event page, please check out his Cash App is available. Matter of fact, you can say it out loud. Deep thoughts. What's your Cash App?
It's deep dot lyricist. I don't think there's a dot in there. Let me double check. Yes, deep thought lyricist.
He also has Venmo. It's deep thought underscore the lyricist. So you can do that. It's also on the page. Thank you, T. Lachelle, for rocking the page for us. For some strange reason, did somebody get rid of my bells? I don't have no bells, man. Where'd my bells go? I'm like looking for my bells. I'm like, yo. Somebody erased my joint. And my bells is missing. Now, okay, but you know, I do have this up.
<That's right. laughs>
Yeah, so the crowd cheering in there. My bells is missing. All right, now. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to rock this last piece. We're going to go into the open mic. All right, if you feel like blessing the brother, make sure that you check out his Cash App, which is $ Deep Thought Lyricist, and then Venmo is Deep Thought underscore Lyricist on Venmo. For anything else that's going to happen, we're going to bless his brother. Art is expensive. If he's putting on a show for us, you know, he's a busy man. He's a busy man. But we got him over here to his favor. And we got a super full mic, but it's open mic, which is really, really dope. Full house. So are you ready? You ready to rock this last poem before we go into the open mic?
Yeah.
All right, the mic is yours.
All right. So this poem is a continuation of the last one, and it is called Cleopatra and Medusa. So, you know, if you were paying attention, which I feel like y'all were, there was the mentioning of Medusa being jealous of Persephone's stare, like earlier in the poem, and then towards the end, talking about Juliet and Eurydice, who are actually a part of the first poem of this series, holding hands with Cleopatra. So that poem introduced Cleopatra and Medusa to this ensemble, and so naturally, here we go. So, and with that in mind, maybe try to listen, because you'll hear one of the next women I'm going to speak of in a poem. Okay, so this is Cleopatra and Medusa. Medusa is so beautiful. Can you see her? Can you look into her eyes and believe her life to be what we paint a beautiful woman as? Standing in canvases, she is a work of art, so her vibes alone could shift Poseidon's waves, and it did, but he embodied the life of a child because he couldn't control himself. But like most of these situations, men don't get held accountable for their cravings. Medusa opens her mouth to speak, and Cleopatra screams. It shatters 1,000 glasses that are in the form of the male ego, so of course it crumbles easily as they perceived her to be, because she was so open to sharing her love. But men see love as sex, but sex is like penetration, so it only goes so far before it stops. It never reaches the soul. They imagined her to be a seductress,
a temptress that used her sex as a symbol that clashes with another symbol to expose the men. The sound was deafening. Medusa is way too beautiful to be loved properly, and Cleopatra is way too sexy to listen to as she talks. So we see other women turn towards Medusa to curse her for wanting to be loved by a man who could get her wet, but was truly a snake charmer in love with his trident goddess divinity, crushing queen vibes into puree ambrosia that Cleopatra tasted to obtain power, because the men couldn't invade on her state of mind, and we only fall in love with Sleeping Beauty because she's seen, not heard. I see you, Medusa, speaking to their hearts, but they don't have them. It's just an empty box. The box is floating like computer graphics, abrasive tactics. I've seen them treat her like shit, but the way morgues be like, organs right shift assured life for the Gorgon Knight. They even changed her name because Medusa sounds better when you say it like this, bitch, this. Deeper than people's perception of Cleopatra's love life, blood ties, but even as they tried to ruin Medusa's gaze, she just exposed and showed just how much men are really stone cold. But as these stories go, some women turn on other women, but I'm focused on this story, so that's none of my business. Medusa and Cleopatra knew of Mona Lisa and her smile in parallel universes with Juliet and Eurydice grazing in Gaia's grace, because she was a model of Mother Earth. Was Earth was unkind to women because they couldn't be obtained. Medusa's beauty, Cleopatra's divine masculine energy, turned tendencies to 10 decencies descending from feminine energy. Medusa died in vain. They cut her head off because she used her brain and fixed her eyes to show her that from then on, everything in her life would be hard. She would never find love, because they made her to be a monster, and monsters are made to be devils. And Persephone died because she didn't listen to the parables. Hades murdered her, and his flames are put out by Poseidon's tide. He tied up Medusa with Cleopatra's reign because it was long enough to wrap around impactful how they tried to validate her by who she married, and no treasure was as beautiful as she was. But you can't be too independent because then you become a threat, and you find Cleopatra meeting eyes with Medusa, but the rays bounce back, which makes Medusa look within to see Cleopatra's soul next to her heart, and it fell in love with Gaia's sway. Have you heard her halo glowing? Because she's on her way. Make room, ladies.
Wow. 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 You know, many... I'm sorry. It's applause. You know, you have told the story for many, many women. A lot of women have been made out to be the monster because of them knowing who they are and recognizing their womanhood and that natural beauty and strength that they exude. Jealousy is an ugly, ugly thing. And it can destroy you. And I love this piece. Oh my God.
Thank you. I think and that means a lot to hear the feedback from women about these pieces, because this was my whole point. And I felt this way since I took a women in history class in high school. It was an elective. I didn't have to take this class at all, but I wanted to take it to understand. And so even back then, I was firmly in the mindset that women definitely can do anything that man can do, plus more, if you ask me. And so they can definitely fight their own fight. But I think the fight looks different if you have a male on his own accord and not doing it for recognition or whatever. On your own accord, you tell the men as well, because the thing is, there's a lot of men who simply will not listen to women. And I've seen this within my friends, within my family, friends of the past, family. I work in healthcare. I see this in healthcare. There are some men who completely disregard a woman. You are just, you know, that's the line in here. You know, they love Snow or Sleeping Beauty because she was seen, not heard. You know, that goes in line with that, where they just won't listen to these women. And so where they won't listen to a woman, they'll listen to a man. Working in the hospital, my nurses and stuff, they would call me into rooms. I mean, as soon as I got to work, they'd be like, can you come talk to this guy? Because he's being disrespectful. He's cussing at us. He's getting very aggressive. I come into the room, that man is sweet as pie. You know? And some guys are like that. So they, as a man, I think myself and other men, I know some other men do it, but we need to continue. And even in spaces where there ain't no women to impress, you know, it would still be healthy to promote this. So they'll listen to us, you know? And so that was kind of the thing behind these pieces, is like, y'all need to hear this. Because a lot of this shit that these women go through, I watched my mom go through this. Single mother. You know, my dad wasn't around. So that is very impactful for me.
That's an excellent piece.
That's where you get a lot of the
heart.
That's what's up. All right. So, let's give Deep Thoughts a round of applause. Rocking through the joint. Just doing amazing work. Amazing work. Clap your fingers. Clap your hands. Don't forget.
Yeah.
Check the event page. You can check out the man's Cash App if you feel like blessing him. Buy him a coffee. You know, pay his rent. Whatever you got.
He rocks out with our socks out, and we're going to get to this open mic. But before I get to this open mic, I got to play the station identification here on Epiphany Radio Universe, because it's important. You know, so we can make sure that we got everything rocking. So we're just going to play this station identifier, and then we'll be back with open mic. Let's go. Now, welcome back to Epiphany Radio Universe, a For Real Entertainment Network, where we encourage you to take your socks off, baby. All right. We have been listening to the amazing lyricist and poet known as Deep Thoughts.
It's been an amazing ride. Before we get into this open mic, does anybody else have any comments for Deep Thoughts before we get into this open mic real fast and hurry? Anybody? Going once, going twice.
My cheeks still clapping. Bye.
You know what? We're keeping it clean today, folks. We're keeping it clean.
It's a family show.
You know, although we got to get Deep Thoughts to come over there because he'd been running around the rim from the honey for a long time. Deep Thoughts, we know that he'd been running all around the rim.
I haven't the slightest clue what you're talking about, sir.
Of course you don't. Of course you don't. But we're not going. We're not going to.
It might be a little too sticky over here for him. It might be a little too sticky, a little too wet, a little too cold pressed, a lot of stuff. Okay, bye.
Let's get to the open mic. Let's make it happen. Let's not fool around. Let's go. Let's go. All right, we're going to start out. Remember, good folks, keep everything limited. We got a lot of people to get on, and this ends quickly, and it's a school night, and it's a pre-Atlanta trip night. So, hey, I'm not playing with nobody. Keep it 5 minutes or less. All right? We're gonna start out with Trinity, a.k.a. Songbird. Are you ready?
Yes, I am, sir.
All right. Well, let me cut this music, and the mic is yours.
All righty. I want you, and I mean, not like a man just wants a woman, but I want you to be part of me, like Jesus is to the Trinity, know you, what I mean, know you, what I mean, like a fat kid loves cake, ass ain't ass without a little shaking, just like stars are to the moon, and cool rain in the middle of June, see, I'll be your forever muse that gets better with every bounce in my breast and sway in my hips, and when I dip, you dip, we dip, yeah, you know the song, I want you to be my music, you know the kind where the lyrics and rhythm meet so perfectly that you can't help but get lost in it. I want to get lost in it. And not be scared in doing so. Have a relationship that forever grows peace. All negativity ceases. I want to climb you like a tree and become rooted. Deep. Rooted in me. I wanna sit on your sweet promises and make permanent delicacies and bask in the fruit that will never make my labor in vain. I want to change my last name with every stroke of your vibration. We create nations as soon as you say, damn, baby. I know it sounds crazy, but I wanna be lonely. I just wanna be. Oh, yeah. I just want to sit on it. Let's sit in your love and just be. I just want to sit and just be. And that's that peace. So, yeah.
Mm. We're going to give that to Belle with the applause.
Mm.
Yeah, deep thoughts. How did you feel about the piece?
Oh, that was delightful. I enjoyed that piece very much. And I always love me some good singing. So you add that in to some wonderful poetry. That's it.
All right. Well, I know we
Thank
got a
you.
Lot of people to get through. So you know what? I'm going to have to – we're going to have to comment – everything afterwards, please make notes because we got a lot of people to get through this evening for this particular thing. So I'm just going to give people the bell. And we're going to keep it moving. All right. Now, coming up next from the Erotic Love Zone, of course, here on the Epiphany Radio Universe, my favorite Philly John and best friend, La Perla Negra. La Perla Negra, are you ready?
I'm ready. Yes, I am.
All right, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Light in the Dark. You know, I came to realize that I don't have to move like them because my authentic fly is within myself. My swag is my swag because I learned to hold my head up and go back around the world fearlessly, retrieving all the pieces of my heart that I thought was lost. Each time it was shattered. I'm a wounded healer, and you better believe I'm a beast at working through my pain now. My resiliency comes from many betrayals and friendships. But this heart of mine doesn't have nine lives, and it damn sure ain't invincible. So I don't pick at scars after I'm healed. I got enough blemishes as it is. I don't open old wounds because I don't give samples of myself. And pain from heartaches, bad memory, is not the kind of pain I draw pleasure from. My eyes are open, and I don't wish them to roam among ruins of what was. So I keep my head towards the sky because it's easier for the guiding light to enter my heart. I smile because that part of healthiness. It's effortless, and it suits me. I live within learning and understanding because simplicity is the most beautiful thing in the world. But just because I perfected repairing broken things, that doesn't mean that you get to look me in my eyes and lie at your convenience. See, in this circus of life, it gets so hard to balance on a high wire. But with my pen and one mic, I do have a safety net. And the course set for my flow of ink is constructed by the Most High, of course. So if the fact that my way of life is offensive simply because I don't stay down and I keep healing after the damage is done, well, then just like vintage water and fire, exit stage with a heart left. Because, baby, only those who have known darkness can truly appreciate the light. I've already made hell my home. But, hey, when you know, you know. That peace.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Fire.
Yes. Yes.
I had to shake my
yeah.
We got to shake myself off. Lisa Lips, you all next. All right, Lisa Lips, you're up next.
I'm ready.
Brother O, you're on deck. Huh? You ready? Acting as a poet, you're in the hallway. Lisa Lips, let's go.
This piece is called Outside My Pen. I've always walked the path untraveled, never heard the same drum as the norm. So I never fit into the spaces I was placed in, and no one desired to see me. So all I had were the words and stories I dreamed, and the facts on the nightly news that shaped my world. And I lived in that awkward existence where TV reality and personal fairy tales swirled into one. Because even my family saw no real value in my way of thinking, silly and frivolous, because I wanted to write stories like I saw in my books. But they said I wasn't like them, those who told those stories, because they were special, was something the world wanted to hear. And I was no one, a nobody that no one cared to hear from. So I wrote out the life I wasn't allowed to live, placed myself in the stories the news told me, and tried to tell the personal stories they were unable to see. And I told love stories of the one who'd loved me completely and would find value in my oddness, and carnal stories of how our bodies yearn for each other. I built a world where I was God, and everything was mine to design. But my reality has always been empty, because I was never taught to actually live what I wrote of. Because to show that part of me brought chastisement, because I could never be anything but the simple country child I was born, designed to serve all and to live and die for everyone's comfort but mine. So when there was nothing left to want from me, I retreated to my pen, because my life was in my pages that I hid away, lest someone see. And to this day, my ink tells the stories of all I wish to be, even when my real life is stagnant, because I'm just learning how to live outside my pen in service.
Damn.
That was beautiful.
Yes.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes, wifey. Mm-hmm.
Have you muted?
We can't hear you, Hav.
He can't hear himself either.
I think he said he needed to step away, but then he announced another poet after Lisa.
What'd you say?
I'm sorry. I think he said he needed to step away, but announced the next two poets. I can't remember who's after Lisa.
Somebody else can go next.
I messed up. I put myself on mute, and I forgot to come back in. But, yeah, but... Let's give Lisa Lips a round of applause. And Brother O, you're up next. Accidental Poet, you are on deck. And Prince Drippy, you are in the hallway.
Paul, if you are in a relationship or married, don't waste Brother O's valuable time. After the untimely death of my girlfriend on January 17th, 2022, I once again became an eligible bachelor and went back on the single market. As a black man who has plenty of excellent qualities that I bring to the table to a potential suitor or companion, and a brother with confidence in my ability to have any woman I choose. I'm quite a catch because of my good looks and great personality. One thing that I have never done as a single brother, I had never pursued a woman who was either in a relationship or married. That's one of my strictest dating rules and one line that I don't cross. My standard in choosing my future queen and lifelong companion, any potential suitor must either be single or divorced. I can find thousands of women out here who meet this criteria with ease. I desire a sister who is a bachelorette, point blank, period. If you have either a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, or wife, please do yourself a huge favor. By all means, don't even approach me, but you are wasting my valuable time. If you can't respect your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, or wife by flirting with me in public, you are wasting my valuable time trying to seduce me or tempt me. No, I'm not down with having a threesome or getting involved in a polyamorous relationship, or I'm a problem monogamous brother. Please don't waste my valuable time. I don't see what's wrong with another man or woman's girlfriend or wife because I'm not a brother who allows a head below my waist to cause me to become intoxicated with lust. Ain't no breasts, booty, or vagina worth me ruining my reputation for 15 minutes of forbidden pleasure or one night stand. I don't get down like that. So please don't waste my valuable time. My dear brothers and sisters who are either in a relationship or married, I have high morals, values, and standards for myself. If you got a ring on your finger, you're strictly off limits, regardless of your feelings about me. If your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, or wife is with you, have the courtesy and the decency to introduce him or her to me. Show him or her the utmost respect and have the honesty to tell me about your relationship status up front. If you're having issues or problems in your marriage relationship, try to resolve those issues between you two and try to reconcile your differences because I'm not a marriage counselor. If you're either being abused, cheated on, or mistreated by a significant other, it's your choice whether you want to stay or leave him or her. Then you got to do what you got to do to break up or get divorced before trying to come back to me. Now, if we happen to encounter each other again, once you become a single divorced sister and you still continue to express your interest in me, I will most definitely take you out on a date. And we'll see how things flow from there because it's all about the vibes for me. That's that piece.
That's what's up, brother. Oh, also,
yo, that
was
crazy.
You know, I'm in the background while people doing pieces. All right, you gotta mute yourself. Mute yourself.
Nah, that was dope. That helped it. That was dope. I like that. That was like
an
interactive dating profile.
Was that a poem? No, was that a poem or was he trying to get a date? Which one was it? Because I'm so confused.
He was talking.
Was it a poem or was he trying to get a date? Which one is it? Please tell me.
Listen. It doesn't matter.
I'm trying to give respect to it because was he trying to holler or was he trying to get, was it a poem? Which one was it? He just came off like he was just trying to spit, and like it was a pull, like this is a dating site or something. Isn't this a pull? Is it a pull, or was he trying to?
Wait, who's speaking?
I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I just need to know, was it a pull, or was he trying to holler?
Wait, Gina, is this you? No, that's not you, Gina.
I'm mutating as usual.
All right, listen.
Just listening.
Oh, God.
Put the poetry over. I got you. All right, well, shout out to Brother O. We're going to move on. Accidental Poet, you're up next. Prince Dippy, you're on deck. Secret Emotion. Please try not to talk or laugh during when people are doing pieces. Please and thank you. All right. All right.
Okay.
Accident of the Poet.
Can I go? Yeah.
It's on you.
Okay. All right. They say a butterfly is a servant of nature. And if a butterfly lands on you, it's a sign that your unconscious mind is given approval or maybe just permission. In a perfect world, we would never catch those butterflies we chase, knowing that simply touching them causes their colors to fade, making them more vulnerable to prey. Instead, we would watch them with gentle awe and contemplate the magic they possess from far away, with the understanding that nothing is perfect close up, and the flaws are what create the pretty patterns we admire. just like the cracks in our story that look so beautiful from a distance. In a perfect world, our midnight thoughts would lay on top of each other like exhausted lovers, feeling spent but never quite satiated into each other at their meeting point. We wouldn't have to send messages from long distances, like a smoke signal, a faraway SOS that dissipates into the air. I'd place my lips on your microphone tattoo, lean in, promises pronounced with perfect precision, with clear and commanding conviction, true dedication to delivering the wanderlust wishes. It would be like yielding to the demands of destiny. In a perfect world, I would wish for the freedom to believe in a happy ending. I would bury myself in your fairy tale of me, of us. Lose myself in selfish dreams. I would heal you with my love. Manifest a mending to your melancholy. Cast a spell on your sorrows. Recharge your aura with my energy. Uncomplicate the road between you and me. I would hold your hand in public and steal kisses on wistful walks under the stars that had held us all this time. I would tell myself to be calm because you're mine. Instead of telling myself, relax, he's not even yours. We would make love in the morning, make dinner at night, poetry every day, make new stories, make old memories, make magic, make mini fairies, make wishes come true, make dreams into prophecies. In a perfect world, I would bathe in your celestial pheromones, soak up your powerful passion, not worried about the ensuing addiction. I would wake up with your arms around me, your hair tangled in mine, your taste on my lips, your scent on my skin, and your dreams dancing in my head. But in the imperfection of this world, I know eventually you'll call a spade and declare the end of the game. Pronounce no victor, only chances that faded away. And maybe you know that too. But in this moment, I'm enjoying the feeling of being loved by you. Your ink marked my heart the way it did the page, transforming pain into art, a story told in scars, each line forming a trail of tears. I was already a lonely ghost before I met you, but you turned on the light in the attic, and now I see with great clarity the calamity that has befallen me. My heart rattles, making a noise that everyone can hear. They call it poetry, and I call it ache for you, echoes through my whole body. It displays how hollow my heart has been. It gives the emptiness a name. It stills the storm I created to distract me, creates a quiet I have been running from. In a perfect world, I live forever in that first moment you called me a poet and told me to live in my art. We would live there together in the art of our illusion.
In a perfect world, fly wings are representative of possibility. I met you under lustful circumstances, but I got to know you with my heart, wrapped in a cocoon waiting for you to free me so we could fly together. Fly like high winds, weather, feathers, fan, and it was so cool to be in your world. But imperfections plagued us. Drawn to you like sketches, it became difficult because our eyes saw different perspectives, liquored up litigations, etched designs into wings, fetched prescribed medications because the doses kept us going, but through my ears, you were often silent. I didn't want you to let me slip away because you had me in your palms, but I wanted you too close to your hands, or I wanted you to close your hands and maybe just gather me in your arms in a perfect world. That happened, and adversity was immersed in these versions. We burst into excursions, be one with me like metamorphosis, bleed in the same color and merge in blood packs because it was that intense. Immense parallels we never reached because the bars were uneven, standing on balance beams, seeming to want to vault into insanity. Does the transformation from caterpillar to butterfly also alter their thinking? If so, the distance between us is greater than it could ever be physically. I feel your pain when it's there because of the connection we made. We can pretend it to be fun, but I know that you know. The energy of a butterfly is increased with every color and detail in its wings that's enhanced when it finds solace in a flower for rest, and by chance it happens to be still less stunning than you. I watch you and listen as your words convey that you are enamored with me. But you've seen me maintain peak while I've seen you grow increasingly, and I knew days like this would come where I held your hands in cosmic energy and touched your eyes with my gaze timidly, knowing that things have been allowed to hold us back, but I stand here still willing to sacrifice it all if the cold of void space would provide for me the same chills that the thought of you yields. If you see more but can't fathom how that can be, then the limits have been placed. Reins draped and dropped us low in ranks from what could have been power. But as the saying goes, in a perfect world, two imperfect beings together could obtain perfection. Did you ever want that? Is there a way to move further without hurting each other? We are forced to feel the sting of what could have been, possibly forever. We will watch each other through trial and tribulation, through love and heartbreak, but we will stay silent. Because love is not confined to what we want for ourselves. That's where unconditional resides. And for an undetermined time, we will accept those ties that bind, never wanting more, as we are being consumed by fear instead of truly acting on the idea of fulfilling our lives. Happiness can still be obtained, but at what cost? And can we honestly say it's not too late?
That was fly.
Thank you. I requested that.
I love what y'all just did. That was delicious. It really was. Wow. Very, very nice. Have you muted again?
We all have old man time.
Well, somebody else go next then.
Around, because I think he was next.
Yeah, I think they called Denario next. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I think it was Denario.
It was. Is he around?
Wait, what?
Did you just growl? Don't do that.
Child, not tonight, please. No.
I'm going to hit his ass with a shoe.
What is it y'all say? Talk nice to me.
Not be y'all nice. Begging for him not to growl. I said you do it anyway.
He thinks so, bro. You have to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to
do it.
This ain't a growl night. This is a family night. Come on, y'all.
Yes.
How do you think families get started?
That was cool.
I'm going to whip your ass.
We've taken a decided turn in the wrong direction.
All right, so somebody else can go next that hasn't gone yet. We still want to hear the poetry.
Is there a cue or something?
No.
Where's Ozzy? Anybody?
Mojave.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Maria.
He's supposed to go.
There's my name.
Yeah. Are you ready? Go.
Yeah. I'm ready. Okay.
Mike is yours.
Last night, I was inside of you. Last night, promised to let you move. I saw the sight, the moon, the mountains and the river. I saw heaven when I made free time. I found satisfied between the thighs and the feeling that felt right. I left and always felt tight, massaging my silo until my brain was ready to go. Multiple happy endings were distilled from my body. Stop and vibrating pulses. Enticing me to release my sexual fantasies, tying into a fanatic group of yours. Number one. Even though I know my place is true, I put too much of you leaves withdrawals and causes me to lose my pen, overdraft and writing checks that my ass can't cash from that first moment. Allowing me to draw my lean inside your pussy as I take the width of me, spreading, sharing my love between the seats. My sunlight shines across the sleeping thing. A new day brings reality and dreams us go by separate ways. A end of another ending, even this we find only. As well as construct new foundations, we continue to lay staring into each other's faces, eyes commanding against prosecutions of satisfaction. Let's try. Trying to be moisturized from the wet hydration of your thoughts, harding, stuffing between two legs, two thighs, two breasts, thirsting, spreading the grains of my tongue, feeling, leaving your body sticky as I catch heart attacks each time, or call me daddy. Bottom. I am more. Or whenever I'm commanded to feel you, bedroom pools, saunas, and hot tubs with handprints on mirrors as you push back with all your power. Eyes chased in prints on marble countertops, head held in place with not nails as legs used dual vanities as stubs. And as the sun begins to peek from the horizon, I vanish. Likened to the nocturnal doctrine of the countless times around you, you emerge from the steam of the shower, transformed back into the quiet. Person, you walk up, past a place of melodic matter, ice, because the offerings of the lifestyle, of the part, of the holy spot. I found the line of work that I'm in, she could all love me at night, and we would never be seen together in the day. This was just another promise. I was still out.
Okay, Javi's not back yet, but I want to thank you. I don't know who you were. But I love the piece. But it is getting close to that 11 o'clock hour. Can we get another poet on the mic?
Can I go?
The mic is yours.
Okay. Now, I got a challenge for you. I love doing this, but I believe you may like it too. But when you hit your peak and you release, do me a favor, man. Try not to move. Now, whether it's with Georgie or the tongue doing, for me, that's my favorite way to see is you can run. I'm trying to see something. And when you're done and you come, for me, that's when it will be the start of my fun. See if your body still moves when your soul is away from you. And if it's true, how much you run when my tongue is in pursuit. Now, I only will be here for a few. Now, I want to count all the combustions that your body goes through. Now, my favorite way to do this is when I get there. I like to strap you to this bed and get death grip your legs and listen to you beg for me to stop as I watch the clock to see how long it takes before you pop. And, oh, I can say it for hours, so let's go the distance. Trying to see if you have the resistance to these post-orgasm symptoms. Because, madam, you are a victim of my experiment. I'm not trying to be arrogant, but I'm going to make your body a walking testament because I'm kind of malevolent when I'm in my element. I want you to climax where it comes in multiple segments. But sometimes it could be an embezzlement when I say, for me to stop, you got to complete your assignment. Because I want maximum exposure with minimum damage. I tend to get savage when I have the advantage, so come on my mouth if you want this challenge, but just be sure that you're ready to come by the gallon. I mean, look, you're the one that came with the wagon, and in that stallion, well, we're going to play a game, but it's going to be on all Madden. Now, your safe word is tulip, because I'm about to be a human rose in between your two lips. Now, look at my eyes as I'm flicking on it, so I can wash your soul ship out of it. Oh, and is that a bed? Are you asking me, please? Well, yeah, I think you can release. If this is your third release. Okay, I think you did have enough. So I'm going to go ahead and let you get up. But as you get up, make sure you watch. Oh, wait, you can't. It seems like you stuck.
Nice, very nice. Even though we supposed to be doing a family program tonight, it was still nice.
I'm sorry, I didn't know. I'm sorry. Sorry.
It's all good. It's all good. We drip. We all drip. So we get it. We understand. Who do we have up next on the mic? Anybody can go that hasn't gone yet.
I just want to say Mario is nasty. Yes, he is.
Thank you for the emphasis. Who wants to go next? Anybody?
I just haven't gone yet. I'll go, shoot. I just pop in.
The mic is yours.
Thanks. All right. Moment of honesty, someone's got a taste of me tonight. Who's it gonna be?
I'm gonna sit right here and tell you all that comes to me. If you have something to say, you should say it right now.
Honestly, my honesty gets me in far more trouble than any lie. At times I wish I could say I didn't want you, could look myself in the eyes and not despise the stars in them that twinkle when I think of you. I try to play it cool, continue to wear the mask of just friends, pretend that my arms don't ache to embrace you, that I don't desire to sink into the solid of your chest to nuzzle and kiss the nape of your neck, genuflect and go ape with this neck, taste and reflect on the flavors of your rainbow. I know these thoughts are unbecoming of the prim and proper woman that you know. I try not to show what simmers just below the surface of my skin, sings in the way my tongue wraps around your name, what fans the flames of my laughter and desire. I admire you in ways that go far beyond wordplay and intense conversation. I lay in and play with myriad translations of your silence, your breath, fighting not to take your touch out of context, keep it all in perspective, gather my collective thoughts that I probably ought not be having, bashing them into a quiet place in the back of my mind so my curious fingers won't find reasons to caress your skin, won't linger in your hair so my eyes won't stare into yours, willing you to explore the hunger they implore you to assuage, so my restraint won't disengage and unleash this monster from its cage that would devour you if you asked it to. I shouldn't want you the way I do, but I can't help myself.
And if you ask me, I'm ready. If you ask me, I'm ready. If you ask me, I'm ready.
But I can't help myself. The feelings have already been felt. I just have to learn to hide them in plain sight and hope that in the cover of night and distance and tight schedules, there is a level of camouflage that cloaks the barrage of longing and lust and what just might be love, because I can't bear to lose you over a not-so-simple crossing of signals or misunderstandings, a mishandling of your sweetness and trust. And I must admit that honestly, my honesty gets me in far more trouble than any lie. At times I wish I could say I didn't want you, but we both know the truth of the matter is that I do.
My peaches. Okay.
Absolutely.
I'll be back.
Always fire.
Always, always. Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you, Master.
All right. We got 10 minutes left before the 11 o'clock hour, people. Can we keep this moving? I'm loving the poetry. Before we continue, I forgot the feature's name. You still there?
Deep. Deep thought.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Deep thought. Deep thought. Okay, okay. I wasn't ignoring you. I'm just trying to keep the show moving. I want to ask a question, how you're enjoying the poetry so far.
It's good. It's dope. I'm enjoying myself. And then we got singers on the mic. Like, I'm just sitting back here just vibing up, to be honest.
Oh yeah, it's a lot of poets. It's a lot of talent up in here. Very good people in here. But we got, I don't know how many more people we got want to get on the mic, but anybody can go ahead and get up there if they want to. Right now, I'm not in the studio, so I can't see. But please, I'm asking you to go ahead and say something for us. Anybody?
Papella Negrist in a storm. I don't have to get ready. I stay ready. I can go if you need me to.
Make it do what it do, baby. The mic is yours.
All right. I'm going to title this friend, my brother. I grew up in a household where I was the only female child. My mother and my father had me and then two brothers that were biological. There were also 14 of it. I know you're doing the math right now mentally, so if you are doing it correctly, you will realize that I was the only female child of 16 siblings. The 17 of us have been united since the time that they came into my household, and I would be remiss if I didn't say this. Some of them had parents. They were my aunts and uncles. They were cousins. They were classmates and childhood friends who grew up under the same tutelage and the household that I lived within. And I never thought anything about it except for the fact that I didn't have a sister, you see. So when I call a woman, it means that I love her to infinity. I've chosen her. She is the sister that God did not bless me with. So I'm dedicating this freestyle to the brothers in my life, and one in particular because Omar has to understand that sometimes people just may not get the gist of what you're saying or want to treat you right, and that's okay because I'm here to say that I will always grease the squeaky wheel. I will pick up those who have no voice for themselves and speak in their behalf, because it's my duty, my obligation, and my will. I've been a spokesperson for so many people for so long that I didn't realize that some people could do it on their own. If you don't need me, then I appreciate the fact that you still love me, because I would do it on your behalf, and I would expect that you would do the same me thing, because I'll tell you something about me. I love to infinity. There's no expiration date. There will never be a time in my life when you have to look over your shoulder and try to figure out where I am, because I'll be right there. And I assure you this. It's not just something that I say because it's clever or it rhymes with the piece that I'm trying to give you off my dome. Now, if you've never lived with my mother, my father, my brothers in our home, you're still family to me. See, me familiar means everything. I love you to infinity. Every part of me is just another extension of you. I want you to know and appreciate the fact that I will always have your back. Don't look over your shoulder and see who's there. When you feel that breeze and it raises up your body hairs, it's not because a ghost is coming to the room. Mm-mm. It's your sister Gina Storm doing what I must do. I got you. I need you to understand and appreciate one thing for certain, two things for self, that you are never alone in your struggle. And I know how this goes. See, my heart has been broken previously by loves who have either left or mistreated me or passed away. When your girlfriend died, you weren't thinking that this would be an opportunity for you to shoot your shot. No, I appreciated what you were doing immediately. You have gifts that you can give, and you will do so continuously. And I pray every day that a heart be sent your way, because the only way that that'll be possible is someone else donates their organs and passed away. So they will continue to live on with their heart beating inside your chest. And I know that the way that you love is strong, but that's what I do. We do this best. So I salute you, my brother. You are my sibling from another mother. You are my brother from a different father. And just because we didn't grow up in the same household doesn't make us siblings nonetheless. We are conveniently, absolutely, poetically, and for always connected. I'm the big sister that you dreamed of, and you're the little brother that I never had. But you have had my back from the day that we met. And as long as I have air in my lungs and I'm an asthmatic, I will continually stand up for, support, love, and cherish you. So, Mark Adley, this poem was dedicated to you. Brother O, you're my brother. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. I will see you on Voices Behind the Pen on POET next Monday night. You never speak unkindly about anyone else. You just simply tell your truth on the long list of things that I love about you. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. Indeed.
Come through, Gina. That was beautiful.
You know?
That was
That's what
beautiful.
I'm talking about.
So appreciative. It was much needed, and it's very much appreciated. Thank you for that.
Wow. Thank you all so much. I appreciate the opportunity and the mic. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go down the line of numbers because I really don't recognize these numbers, and I can only kind of recognize you by name. So I don't know who hasn't been on the mic, but I'm going to call out area codes. We got 352. Have you been on the mic yet? Area code 352. All right, we got area code 678. Have you been on the mic yet?
Yeah. Sorry again.
Okay, all right. How about area code 404? Okay, I don't see no more hands raised. So I'm going to go back over here to the feature, Deep Thoughts. Approximately 3 minutes left before this goes into overtime. And what that means is anybody that's streaming or hasn't gotten in here yet won't be able to hear us because you get cut off. But the show does still go on. I really appreciate your poetry. And like Mojave said, if you can drop your info in the event page, that way everybody can know how to contact you and find out what's going on with you. I'm a little tired myself tonight. I'm trying to hang in there. Everybody brought some amazing, amazing pieces, as always. You know, I'm used to hearing y'all, but I still appreciate it. I love listening to everybody's unique style and pieces. I want to thank you for coming in tonight and gracing us with your presence and your awesome poetry, man, especially the getting in touch with the feminine side of life. The expressions in your pieces were amazing, man. It's rare that you hear a man giving us the female side of life and what we've gone through. A lot of us have gone through that, and I really, really appreciate that, and I thank you for coming through. Man, hope to hear from you again. Really, really do.
Thank you, thank you. I appreciate it. I definitely appreciate the space, too. When Mojave asked me, it was like a no-brainer to me. I was like, yeah, absolutely, whatever you need, like, let's do this. And so, plus, I love doing features, I can't lie. But thank y'all again for the opportunity and the space, and it's been a really good experience. I loved it.
Absolutely. All right, everybody, I'm getting ready to end this show. So I thank y'all for coming out. I love you guys, your poetry, man. And I see y'all on the flip side as Javi does his countdown. I ain't counting down for y'all. I'm just saying, I love y'all. Peace. Thank you for coming by.